Welcome, welcome to another edition of Reading is Fundamental. How's everybody feeling? How you doing out there? I hope everyone's well. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for joining me. I can't thank you enough. Whether it's your first time, last time, one time, or a dozen times, I'm grateful. Hit that notification bell for me. Subscribe to the channel, Voice of Reason NF. Subscribe, like, share, comment. In order to grow, we need numbers. You know, if I say things here, if it's helpful at all, influential at all, makes the day go, makes it better in any type of way, let's spread that, because it's not about reaching one. If all of us can get some of this good energy, the world itself would be a better place, no? It's kind of a speech, Dr. King type vibes, but still, we need to help one. Each one teach one. Okay, so I think I broke this up pretty good, where I'm gonna give you like a little of the dark side first, sorry, like, you know, some things that you just need to be, that you need to be aware of, and then I'll end off pretty positive. Okay, for the sake of your mental health, take mixed signals as a no. When you, just because you mean well, no matter what it is, business, love, regular, whatever, you may have great intentions, but you only can control your thoughts and actions, right? So if you really are pushing for something, or you really are in support of something, if you really feel good about something and you're trying to get another person to come on board, to see what you see, to feel what you feel, you can only present it a time or two. I'm being gracious by saying two, because sometimes, you know, you lay it flat right there and then, and if they're not with it, they're not with it. Because based on who you even interact with, they should know a little about you and your ambitions and your realness, if that's what you have. So it shouldn't be a debate to begin with, knowing you. Now, if you're a little wishy-washy, we all have been there where we might have been. We might have resembled that. No one's on their A game every day, right? But if for the majority of your reputation, you known as being pretty solid, you shouldn't have to go through the motions of anything when you present something. So this statement is general, but I'm saying it to the elite. For the sake of your mental health, take mixed signals as a no. Resentment is like drinking poison and waiting for your enemy to die. Pretty deep. Yeah, you know, to hold on to something that it didn't go your way. You didn't like how, you know, you ain't like how that vibe went. You don't like the situation. We all got things we can draw up and say that went left. That's the best way, right? It went left. But however you deal with shit, handle shit, get over shit, we really can't sit here and judge you or tell you the cheat code for that. Because each individual is different, and we know. We take things different. We view things different. It's a repeating record for me. I've told you this. So I'm not going to sit here and, you know, try to give you a direct line how to do shit and handle shit. But you must try your best to not have resentment, though. Resentment is dangerous because it's like, it's gonna come across, it's gonna be placed on the table, because it comes from a lot of bad feelings you already have. You may feel disappointment, you may feel hurt, pain, violated, you know, they broke loyalty. You just feel like, not to use the word victimized, you know, you just feel like, damn, yo, I got. whatever, however you verbalize that. So resentment can easily rise from those other feelings I just told you about, feelings and thoughts. But the thing that makes resentment dangerous is that it could grow fast, and resentment can turn really ugly. Like, you can want to do things that you know you don't want to entertain, you know, not to really stay on the dark side, but I love Forensic Files, First 48, Snap, shit like that. Forensic Files definitely stems from a lot of resentment in some of them scenarios and shows, definitely. So you can't really play with resentment. You know, it's like that light drug. You know, you ain't supposed to be on no drugs, but you know, you party one time hard with some friends and you hit it once, and next thing you know, you hooked. Resentment can just get you going, and it's using your energy and fuel for some real bad things. You know what I'm saying? Because you'll have fuel and energy. Even when you go through your worst and you feeling down and out, fuel and energy will come from somewhere. But it's where you aim it at. You know what I mean? So stay away from that resentment, man. I know it's hard. I know, you know, different strokes, different folks. What you went through, you know, you could really feel like you was on your A game, and they ain't value that. And that's cool, man. It's like, what you going through, man? Resentment only hold you back, you know. It might be instant gratification. You know, I'm voice of reason, so I gotta understand why some people would entertain that. But I'm skipping ahead. Let's move down the timeline of your life. Resentment ain't gonna get it done, man. Leave it alone. We all got one we were a sucker for. It's okay. Human nature. How long, though? So, the movie Boomerang. Eddie Murphy, Halle Berry, Robin Givens. Real quick. How was Eddie Murphy in that movie? You feel me? So, he did him. I'm glad that movie came out back then. If that came out today, I'm not gonna bash it like it's a bad movie. It has a good message at the end. But the way these young folks and young generation moving, they would have thought that's how it go. And I'm not trying to sit here as no angel. People do things for certain reasons. Some people know they fragile. And I don't mean physically, like mentally. If you know you're fragile, you'll do wow shit. You'll do shit and then have a wall there too to justify why you do shit. I'm not going to reach everybody on this. You got to be some kind of psychotic to get this. Your mental is fragile. So you don't really put yourself in things where that could get exposed if you know it. Some people don't know they mental fragile. So is that bad? No. But when shit hit the fan, it's gonna hurt more because you ain't know your shit was fragile. I'm getting off a little bit here, but I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Some things you gotta learn along the way. But so the point here is that you fellas, you doing you. You may not look at it like you're mental fragile. You may just look at it like, yo, I don't trust these broads. You know what I'm saying? I want to do me. This is the life I'm living. I'm, you know, whatever your accolades are, whatever you choose to be, whatever you choose to judge yourself as. So you just want to play all day. And play don't mean a bad word. I'm not judging it. Do you. But anyway, back to the point, though, is that Eddie was doing him. And then he met one. A bigger player than him. That showed like his mental was fragile, but it's so blindsided and it catch you off guard, because how was he maneuvering before that? His whole game, how he could holler at chicks, how he interact with them, you know, it was ill. You know, my younger generation, I know y'all know nothing about Boomerang. You might. Yo, that first half hour, whatever, 45, yo, he's ill. You know what I'm saying? So you would look at a person like that and say they mental strong just to come up with shit. You know? Shout out, I'm gonna step off a second. Shout out Erica Wood. She would join me one day on this. She told me, yo, you put words together that rhyme and make sense. I'm not trying to toot my horn here about music. This is the podcast. But let's hear this. I put words together that make sense. You know how many people can't hold a regular conversation that makes sense? That could really sit there with some dialogue and have an intelligent convo and time go by and be like, damn, that was some deep shit. That's me. Feel me? So how can a person like that, right? Me, but I'm talking, going back to Eddie now. Eddie and Boomerang, right? Mentally strong. Find one that exposes that. How strong was his mental really? Or was this just a bigger obstacle that you had to face? Because you always want to tell us that we got to hit rock bottom to level up sometimes. Or we got to get knocked down a few notches to climb. Whatever. Either way, I spent too long to say that it's all right if you get got. Admit it. You know, the worst thing you could do is be in denial about it. Admit it to yourself. You ain't got to go around running your mouth about it. You ain't got to tell nobody. You might want to see a therapist depending on how mentally broken you are behind it, how fragile your mental became. So you might have to talk to somebody, but you ain't got to tell the world. Just admit it to yourself. And I don't know. I can't tell you how long to let it linger. But that's a good question I give you. How long will you let it affect you? But I get it. If it's never happened before, I get it. If it's overwhelming, I get it. If some resentment creep in, shake that shit off though. Because, you know, that shit can go crazy. It's okay. Get over it on your time frame. But also, try to regain your mental strength in the process. However, whatever that looks like, that's what you got to work on. You know, Andrew Tate and them, shout them out. They told me, well, they tell us that in those scenarios, you know, you go work out, be a beast in the gym. Cool. That's fuel and energy I was talking about. Leading that in a positive direction. Yes, fellas, if you go through a breakup or something, you know what I mean, happens, That knocks you down a little bit. That physical, that physical gym work and putting that there is good. But your mental, that shit don't have nothing to do with the gym. Work on yourself. Are you like me? Because this next one, I'm singling out me. Fellas, I know there's some like me out there. I don't deny that. But this moment for me, I am rare. 6% of black men in the U.S. make six figures. Now, should we be so superficial or material to say that that defines my value? That's all that matters? That should make me loved by the world and give me the choice of any woman I want anywhere? No, that's not what I'm saying. But I am rare. And sometimes you need to tell yourself that and hear that if you really are. Because this statistic is true, 6%. You know how hard it is to survive here? That's proof. That's proof. So why sit there and beat yourself up about little things, things not going your way, or whatever triggers you, whatever bothers you? I get it. Again, we different individuals, so we take things differently. But if you can say this with me, that should build strength alone. If you're rare, why would you let someone who's not rare affect your mental health? Affect anything you got going on. And I want you to be even stronger that if someone who is in this percentage with you tries to knock you down, you're supposed to still laugh at them like, yo, I'm here too. Yeah, you do that, but I do me. So I'm not going to allow you to take me down no notch. You got to protect yourself as best as you can, mentally and physically. But I go back to the last thing that we all get got sometimes. But you want to limit that, and you want to limit the time you take to allow that to hurt and get back in the game. Easier said than done. I know. But this is what it is. This is how we're going to survive and be better and get greater. And just watch your back a little tougher on the next one so that shit don't happen again. If you could avoid it. What do you do or how do you feel if you find out your ex did better without you or since you? Ladies, you're going to act like you don't give a fuck, right? But you do. And I got you acting a little bit out of character. Maybe on social media, if you have the access to do so. You go on a rant probably with your homegirls. And they bunch of yous. So y'all can engage in that whole sort of resentment. But they don't take their resentment where men would, I think. Sometimes, sometimes not. Yeah, that's a whole bowl of negativity, right? Female side of that. The guy side of that, I don't think we sit around chatting with the fellas about, you know, negativity. But it can knock us down and our confidence and all of that. And we'll just be like in a dark place. You know what I mean? Or it can make us say, we need to step it up. I need to step it up. And now get someone on a higher level than my last and say, not gloat or brag or do it like it's a competition, but it'll reassure you of you, of your value. You know what I'm saying? Leveling up is a beautiful thing in all aspects of the word. So you just got to get to it. But men probably suffer this mortal, you know, because let's go back to the statement before. I am rare. So if I am rare and you find a better me, you just took the life out of me for a second. Because I'm sitting there bigging myself up and realizing my accolades. But then you have somebody better. It's like, I'm rare. I'm going to stand on that. But damn, this bitch that lucky to strike gold twice in a row? I'm being funny. But anyway, yeah, so if you're rare and that happens, you'll feel it more. You know, no disrespect to the ladies. Y'all are not as rare. Tread light on that. I'm not talking about... Stop looking at the whole picture. I'm not drawing you up and breaking you down into your characteristics and personality. I'm just saying, go back to that. The men, the six-figure men. There's women that make six figures. That's not that type of rare we're talking about. Because ladies, cut it out. You make money for you. You want to make money and hold it down and be able to survive. Yes, the survivor skill is cute. Is it attractive? Maybe not. But it's cute. Do that. But what I'm saying is that doesn't define what men look at as rare. But that's a whole nother ballgame. Do y'all, boo. My bad. So that's how you should handle that. I feel like the men are more at a disadvantage in that scenario. I didn't lose you. You lost me. You'll search for me inside of everyone you're with, and I won't be found. I didn't put these things in order correctly. That should go right with I am rare. Feel me? And there's nothing to break down about that. Go back to I am rare. Then that will explain that. One more time. I ain't even got to break it down. Just one more time for you to really hear me. I didn't lose you. You lost me. You'll search for me inside of everyone you're with, and I won't be found. Because I am rare. Holla. If it comes, let it. If it goes, let it. Let's go back to your mental health. Fragile or strong. When you recover from something, when you first recover from something, I don't know if you're almost at 100% mental health strength. Or let's say it knocks you down to 50, 60, and you're like back at 80, 90. You might grasp that good. If it comes, let it. If it goes, let it. When you are fully 100% back better from something that knocked you down a little, if it comes, let it. If it goes, you kind of adapt that. Yes, yes. I'll say so. I'll say that you can relate to this. But when you get knocked down and you on your climb back up, I don't think you'll grasp that comment too toughly. You're going to be still, you know, wallowing in your pain. But you should follow this. You know, some are lucky. Some can grasp this without an experience that knocked them down a couple. If you could grasp that from the gate and hold tight on that before shit go left, you may handle the shit going left a lot better. That's what I'll say about that. If it comes, let it. If it goes, let it. If you grasp that right now, everybody listening, right now, you didn't really go through nothing, or you went through something and you over it for sure, grasp this right now while you can, because it'll avoid shit going too left for you again. Things will always surprise you in this life, but you're supposed to be able to handle it better the next time around. The next time it's your turn to feel some shit, you're going to say, oh, I see that shit coming. Block that. Boom. Dope. It's okay to admit you lost your way. Get it back, though. These are all tying together now. Sometimes you feel defeated. You don't feel 100. That out-of-body experience is real. Like, sometimes do you even feel like you're in your soul and your body is together? Are they a union? Sometimes they break. Sometimes they, like, not on the same page. I don't know if that's you, but I could feel that. Sometimes your soul separates from your body to me. You know what I'm saying? And you just not feeling 1,000. And you like, what the hell? What's going on? You know? You sit around. You look around. There's so many things to be grateful for. There's so many things that could be a whole lot worse. And again, as individuals go through different shit. But you still sit there and you go, I'm not 100 right now. And I need to be. I need to be grateful for life. For your accomplishments. For things you get done on a daily basis, especially my fellas. Fellas, we gotta get up every day and get to it. I say that in every pod. I say that every time. There's no excuses. There's no break. We don't get a fucking break. Women, do you realize that? Men, we don't get a break. We don't get a break. We can't. We gotta keep going. Sorry I got so passionate about that. Y'all don't respect that enough. Y'all don't. And I got something before I end this to wake y'all the fuck up. Hold on. It's okay to admit you lost your way. Just get it back. You gotta train your mind to be stronger than your feelings, or you're gonna lose every time. I can send that message for the ladies, but I highly doubt you'll retain that well, because to ask a woman to control her feelings all of the time is damn near impossible. To make y'all feel unionized, there's guys who can't do it either. So I'm not gonna just point the finger one direction. But if I can get both genders on the same page here, train your mind to be stronger than your feelings, whatever that consists of. Each individual is different. I mean, if somebody wrote a book on it, it might could reach a lot of folks, but it's always tricky to try to give general advice or general cheat code, or however you want to word it. I should have just said advice and left it there. But we're so different that it may not hit anybody the same. We mean may. It may not. It won't hit everybody the same. So there's no real cheat code or blueprint for this. But train your mind, I gotta say it again, let's let it register. Train your mind to be stronger than your feelings, or you're gonna lose every time. Do I have to really break down why that's a loss? What happens when people act out of feelings? Most of the time, shit go left. How you feel about that? Sporadic decisions, on the spot decisions, those are emotional shit. And especially for men, that won't go well. You wind up doing some wild shit. So everybody has this moment, though, when your feelings go back down to normal. your emotions suppress, and then the logic and the mental stick in like, yo, what the, why did I do that? Why would I even, why do I care? Bro, sometimes the most courageous thing you can do is to let your tears fall, knowing that they are the seeds of your inner strength. Fellas, we ain't got the time. I ain't gonna hold you. Women could sound supportive, and they may be, but that, we ain't got time for that. Women-wise, that might help. Sorry if I sound sexist or masculine. I get it. You're not really bawling, crying, making a noise, but you know, just let a tear fall out of your cheek or whatever. It's gonna happen anyway, you feel me? So I can sit here and tell you whatever, but it will happen. You know, there's no control in every moment of your life that it won't. You won't drop a tear. But fellas, y'all gotta help me out. Maybe this is the promo. You know, when I look, I see. Does it? Do it? Will it? Fellas gotta co-sign this. You know, a woman can't tell me this works. How many men can tell me they agree with this, or they say that it works, that they've done it and they got proof? So we're going to promo this. I had to talk a little more to make it a lengthy promo. Sometimes the most courageous thing you can do is let your tears fall, knowing that they are the seeds of your inner strength. So I'm guessing if we do agree to this, is our inner strength part of our mental? Absolutely, right? So if we agree, then we should feel better after it. So that's the whole point. Like, how do you feel if you've given this a try? That's redundant, because again, I said that it's gonna happen. So it's not a try thing. Like, life punches you, and I tell people to punch back. But if tears have fallen from your eyes, deadass, did you feel better? Did it fuel your inner strength in a positive way? Does it feel successful, like that's the way to move, so that's something I would look to do, I guess, every time you're nearing a scenario that would bring this on you? Feel me? So let me know, fellas, in the comments or whatever. Does this work? Would you give this a try? You can't pour from an empty cup. You can't just love us. You have to constantly tell us you believe in us. Shout out Ed Mullett. Put in the timestamps. Yeah, love is not enough. Let me just bring all of these together to close out. Love and belief. Belief brings us up, not love. So before I dive deep, when it comes to your kids, you could be mad at them, but refrain from saying you're disappointed in them. That's a little bit more challenging to climb up from than just being upset with your kids. You know, your kids are impressionable. Scold them when they need, punish when needed, discipline when needed. Whatever you do, to do your parenting. Parents be parenting, right? But refrain from the disappointment. That's a real cut deep type of statement. So, and I'm going to go back now. Relationship, partnership. Ladies, you can't just love the man. You might think you're doing all you can. But what? I cook clean? Fuck him? You do all the standards, the regular standards that's needed. I get that. But the love ain't enough. Do you tell your man, I believe in you? Do you tell him, you're going to do great today? I don't mean once every 6 months. I don't mean every day neither. But are you saying, are you being a cheerleader? You don't like the sound of that. That's almost like submissive, right? Are you the cheerleader? Literally, I will salute you if you cop a little sexy cheerleader joint. I'm putting y'all on right now. You want to listen or you don't? Get you a little cheerleader joint. Your man have a rough week. rough one, you throw that shit on, you be his cheerleader. You hear me? You be his cheerleader. Especially if he holding it down and give you no doubt. He brings you no doubt. You gotta reward that. You gotta reward that here. Fuck all that bullshit. The house clean. I cook. Tell him you believe in him. Keep that going. Not no fucking occasional. You keep that going. This may go on a promo. May have two-part promos here. You got to tell him you believe in him. Love ain't enough. Tell him you could do it. You're gonna do it. You've been doing the damn thing. I know this sounds like gassing it up a little bit, but hey, he need that. The love is not enough. It will never be. You hear me? So hold that down right there. And the last one. Expectations are never too high if you bring value as well. I mean real value, not just saying you do. So, men and women, I won't single nobody out. We sit here and we want things in life. We expect things in life. Financial, work, love, etc. So we sit there ambitiously, even if we don't really carry it out on our end like we're supposed to. We still have a, most of us have an ambitious mind. So we still want certain shit, even if we ain't put in the work for it. So I'm only going to give one understanding. If you bring value, different forms, it looks different with each individual separately. Really bring value, not just talk a good one about what you did with your ex and what happened last time and you did all of these things and it still ain't worked out. You're telling a story in your favor. I'm not saying it's all bullshit. It's not all bullshit, but there's some BS in there. Let's keep it a buck. So anyway, refrain from them friggin' stories. You're dating, you're starting anew. Refrain from them stories sounding like a fucking superhero, female, superwoman. You know what I mean? Because it sounds too scripted. Something went wrong, right? And just to avoid that, so we don't get into a debate of it at all, just show and prove. You know, you could describe yourself. You could point out certain strengths you have. Yes. Regular convo about that is cool. But if you're going to sit here and stand behind, you bring value, that don't hit. You got to show. You got to show it. You got to show it now. You got to show me something, baby. It can't just be this. Because you put that same pressure here, too. I can't just tell you I'm lit. Tell you what I'm doing. People know me. I'm a workaholic. Does that mean I'm still doing the shit the right way? Am I handling things the right way? I ain't gonna sell it to you. Pull up. Pull up and see. I'll show you better than I can tell you. You know what I'm saying? At least you know what I know. I don't over describe. Feel me? You shouldn't either. So, expectations are never too high if you bring value. Just show it. I'm going to end it there. Y'all stay peaceful. Stay productive. Stay pushing. And let's rise that potential. Till the next time. Peace.